Are you, you guys ready?
No.
Yes?
Okay. Well, today I want the proponents of the PDMP to have the best opportunity to have the PDMP that they've wanted in 15 years. So, today I'm announcing that I am ending my opposition to Representative Rader's PDMP proposal. I'm simply asking that since this is designed to help break the scourge of addiction, and because it cannot help if it is not used, it include a provision that it will be the standard of care to actually use it before prescribing a controlled substance. I am setting aside all my opposition, otherwise, all my attempts to compromise, because the push for this is just too great. Provider groups, law enforcement groups, House and Senate leadership, and even the governor have said that they want Representative Rader's version of the PDMP, the same version used nationally. But the one thing we know beyond a doubt is that the program works best in states where prescribers are expected to use it, and more lives are saved in those states. Missouri deserves no less. If a physician had a patient with a potentially fatal infection, it would be considered malpractice not to give an available antibiotic. So it should be the standard that if a patient might have an addiction problem, a physician ought to use this important tool, especially since the people of Missouri are giving up a measure of their privacy by having their private medical information put on a government database. As a physician, I myself will commit that I am personally willing to be required to use it. And if a patient dies of an overdose because some prescriber just didn't check the PDMP, that too should be malpractice. Representative Rader has worked hard on this issue, and I'm not asking for a single change in her version, but the one I've mentioned here. She deserves to have her version become the law. So I'll be glad to answer any questions.
This is a massive decision. What was it that eventually brought you to it?
Well, today there was a rally. The governor has been, you know, vocal about wanting a PDMP. Over the weekend, the Missouri State Medical Association sent a very clear message to me that they want the PDMP, and so I'm going to give it to them. I just think that we should have a PDMP that is used, and if we're going to have one, it should be used, because any other version, any other way of doing it would be ineffective.
Senator, you mentioned that Governor Greitens had said publicly or somewhere that he wanted the Rader version. When and where did he say that?
You'll just have to find that reference. I can't.
Did he ever tell you that at all?
Not personally.
He did not.
What ultimately made you change your mind?
Just the groundswell of opposition to any compromise. I've tried to compromise for years. 5 years ago, I offered to put it to a vote of the people. The Senate passed it out. 2 years ago, all of the proponents got around the table with me, and we agreed to a version which the Senate passed, went over to the House, where it died. This year, we passed a version out, went to the House, where the Speaker of the House has laid it aside, and it's died. Representative Rader's version has come forward. It's obvious that there's going to be no compromise, no matter what. So let's have Representative Rader's version. The only thing I ask is let's make sure that it gets used.
Sure.
Let's put in there a simple requirement that it be the standard of care, that it be checked before a prescriber prescribes a controlled substance.
So So your hesitations to back this bill in the past, those are still in place, but because of the opposition...
I just don't see... I just see that I myself will only be here for another year. I see county PDMPs occurring that don't require physicians even use them. The liberty of the people of Missouri is put at risk. And so if we're going to have versions that put people's private, very sensitive medical information on a government database, by gollies, it ought to get used.
You've conversed with other senators in your filibusters in the past. Are you going to be working with them to make sure that this gets passed eventually?
I haven't talked to anybody really about this except one or two of my close associates. So that's pretty much it. And I've got some data here that basically shows that PDMPs work best in states that require that they actually be used, and I'll be glad to share that with you, and you can come up and get the references. And then here's a list of all of the provider organizations that back the PDMP. I'm sure you'll want to ask them, if they would support just simply Representative Rader's version with just the requirement that it actually be used.
Well, is that requirement going to be offered as an amendment?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get it introduced that way in the Senate. But so we'll just have to work through that process. Okay. Thank you so much.
Representative Rader, would you be able to take a question or two? What does this mean to have the support of the senator who in the past has been very opposed?
You know, I'll be honest, it's very, I'm speechless. I mean, we're very surprised. Senator Schatz and I, neither one had expected this. We didn't realize that this was coming. It is very true that the states have much better outcomes when the physicians use the program, have been required to use the program. So, of course, the devil's in the details. It's something that we need to look at and see how other states are doing it, see what the best process is. We certainly don't want to hamstring physicians or the medical process, but we absolutely want the best outcomes. And so I'm very excited to look at this. I appreciate Senator Shaw coming and offering this solution, this compromise, and we are definitely going to take this into some serious consideration right away and see if we can come up with some language that we can all agree to.
Primarily, would you get behind the sort of amendment that he was proposing that institute a requirement that it be used?
Well, I'm very much in favor of physicians using this program, absolutely. And so I just want to see what the other states have done. I know several states, over 10, I know, have moved to this, to where the physicians are required. Some are required at different intervals. And so I would like to see what's acceptable, what's working in some other states, and come up with something we can all live with.
Representative, I know when we talked today, you said that the two of you had not come to a consensus. You used the term speechless. Are there any other obstacles you think get in the way right now? Or how do you feel about it?
No, you know, the bill that Senator Schatz and I have been working on is one that he and I have been working on for multiple years now. And so with just this added amendment, I mean, it's a good bill, and so we definitely want to look and see what this added amendment looks like. And move forward. Any other questions?
Yeah, you don't foresee any problems getting that tacked on with the additional liability?
Well, we'll need to just look into that. That's this has not been something that's been a part of our universe. This is something that, you know, most states, all states, have moved to years mm-hmm. later. And so once they got the program in place, once they started using the program, then some states just recently have started moving to requiring physicians to access the database and check it before writing those prescriptions. Their outcomes have been very good, tremendous. And so I look forward to finding out what we can do that we can come to an agreement on. And I appreciate Senator Schaff coming forward with this. Bit unorthodox to announce it at a press conference, but hey, I'm taking whatever I can get. So we'll we'll look at this and hopefully have something in the next 24 hours. Any other questions? No? Thank you all so much.